Right now, time for our weekly visit with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. The Commodores at home, 7 o'clock Saturday night. The University of Florida will be in town. That'll be quite a test. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all doing?
We are doing well, and you were asked about the news out of Knoxville yesterday that Philip Fulmer would not be returning as Tennessee coach. Just some response and reaction from you about that move, and I know, you know, regardless of the rivalry and all that, anytime you see a coach in your league and especially in your state, you know, be pushed out, that kind of has to give you a weird feeling, doesn't it?
Well, it does, especially one who's been so successful. And Coach Fulmer has done a fantastic job there, and everybody knows that. And, you know, just last year he played for the conference championship in Atlanta. So it's just hard to understand how thinking goes these days, but you know, it's amazing the influence that public opinion has now.
Coaches, you get ready for Florida this week. That'll be a huge test for your team, especially after watching the Gators the last couple weeks and the amount of points they've been able to put up. And just talk about some of the challenges of going against that offense. And I know you're also hoping to have one of your top defensive backs back in the lineup.
Well, you know, they do a lot of things offensively, have a lot of weapons. The wide receivers are very good. The running backs are fantastic, and they exchange those roles a lot. You know, the wide receivers come in and run the ball, and the running backs go out and catch. So, you know, you have a hard time matching up personnel groupings. You know, so it presents a huge challenge, and you know, we are going to get Dalron Speed back, I think. You know, he'll be ready to go. He's had some good practices and hasn't had any bad reactions to his legs, you know, as far as practice goes. So he'll be rusty, but you know, he's a good player, a heady player, and knows what's going on, so that will be a big help for us.
Coach, when you watch the Gators, their offense on film, is there anything that you can kind of decipher from what Tebow does to, you know, get a beat on what he's trying to do, whether, you know, what he's reading to pull the ball out? Is there any tendencies that you guys have picked up on?
No. and I wouldn't say so if there were. Yeah, they do a good job, and you know, they're very smart coaches down there, and you know, they do a good job of doing a lot of the same things out of the same sets and same actions, and you know, and they have something, seem like it's something new every week, maybe, you know, using a wide receiver to come in, you know. Yeah, I guess Miami they used a wild hog or whatever kind of, you know, wild gator, I guess you'd call it. formation, and so they do a lot enough stuff that you can't really pin it down. But you know, the key for us is to play our defense, is to make sure that we're comfortable in what we're doing and not try to match everything that they do. And you know, that to me, that's what they do. They get you, you know, in a bad situation and they get big plays because you're not used to doing you know, some of the defenses you're trying to do to stop those sort of unique plays. So just play your defense and be comfortable and be fast, and I think that's the best way to do it.
And Bobby, you know, because they have just ridiculous speed, you know, especially with Rainey and with Percy Harvin and Demps and guys like that, they can do very simple things, just a swing pass to get their fast guys into space, and they're just gone. They turn it into a big play.
Y'all trying to scare me or something today?
No, I was going to ask you, what was scarier, Halloween or watching that Florida-Georgia game?
Good gosh. that is true. I mean, it's nothing really fancy. You know, they run the football up the middle. They run lead option, which has been a football play for the last 40 years. And, you know, like you do, they swing it out there and just get them in space. It's very simple stuff, but you know, they do a lot of simple things, and they do them well, and they have really fast people doing it. So, you know, thus the problem. Again, execution by us, you know, if we're not in the exact right place, it makes it even tougher to make tackles on their fast guys. So we got to be in the right place and have more than one person there.
Yeah, I'm watching the game Saturday, and they're running the veer, which I'm thinking that, you know, that's some of the most basic eighth and ninth grade football plays you can run.
But Bill Yeoman.
You know, when you have Tim Tebow and Percy Harvin doing it, it works out pretty well for you.
It sure does, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, they may not even do it right and still get big plays because somebody breaks a tackle or just outruns somebody. And, you know, that's a great way to play football, you know, to have big plays when you don't even execute right.
Bobby, the other thing, too, that you guys were very adept at, especially when you got off to the 5-0 start, was special teams. It slipped a little bit. And you know, when we had Joe on earlier, I was saying, you know, you guys obviously, and you know this, really have to clean it up in that area because Florida is so good on special teams, whether it's blocking kicks, returning kicks, whatever they do.
They are good at it, no doubt about it. And they use those same fast guys, so there's a lot of pressure on everybody on your special teams because, you know, if you don't block them on your punt team, they're going to have a chance to get in there and block it. If you don't cover well on your kickoff team, they got a chance to return it all the way. The punt team's the same way. You know, their punt return is fantastic and scary. So we have to be better. I saw a stat, I think, in the Georgia game, Florida's average starting yard line was to 50. And Georgia's was to 21, yikes. The minus 21. So you can see why that game got out of hand.
Offensively, what did you feel like you were able to get done, you know, with the extra week, you know, trying to get some things on track?
Well, you know, we just, again, we got to be more consistent. And, you know, we had all kind of different things that stopped drives, you know, whether it was a sack or a coverage sack or we didn't throw it soon enough because we didn't know who we were reading or whatever. You know, you just gotta be more consistent in doing everything you do.
Is that Urban Meyer on the phone there in the back?
Yeah, that was it. I think he's wanting to give up.
He's not going to show up this week.
Yeah,
Bobby, what has impressed you about their defense, which has really come on? They did a great job of getting to Matthew Stafford and knocking him down early and often last week.
Well, they got fast guys on defense, and you know, against Georgia, if you're able to cover their wide receivers, a lot of times they only send two out, and if you can cover them, you can, you know, get pressure on the quarterback and get him uncomfortable. And I think that's the basic thing. You know, he was just uncomfortable all day, and the running game. I don't know if it was by design or forced on them by Florida, but they didn't run the ball nearly as well as they have been, and that sets up everything for Georgia.